an abusive boss, a sick sister, an absent father, poverty, crime. Many noble souls have been crushed by lesser burdens in life, but not Anand, the boy hero of Chitra Divakaruni's novel, The Conch Bearer. Despite the random cruelty of Calcutta, India, Anand maintains a selfless sense of compassion and caring for those whom he feels have even less than he. That was when he noticed the old man. At first, Anand thought that perhaps he was a beggar. He stood at the entrance of the tea stall, wrapped in a dirty white cotton shawl and carrying a walking stick made of cheap bamboo. A ragged cloth hung from his shoulders. He had matted gray hair and straggly beard, and even on this cold day, his feet were bare. But unlike other beggars, he didn't gaze longingly at the glass cases filled with sweets. Instead, but surely Anand was mistaken. He seemed to be staring at Anand. Haru, too, had noticed the old man. "You there," he yelled. "What do you want? And more importantly, do you have the money for it?" The old man said nothing. "I didn't think so," Haru said, his mouth twisting. "In that case, get out of the way of my paying customers." The man stood there as though he hadn't even heard Haru, and for a moment, Anand wondered if he was a bit soft in the head, like Mira had become after what had happened to her. He felt a stab of sympathy for him. "Out! Out!" Haru yelled more loudly. "Do you think I've opened a poorhouse here? Useless beggar! Boy, kick him out of the stall!" Anand went over to the old man and took him gently by the arm. How light his arm felt, as though he had feathers instead of bones. He was surprised by how warm the man's arm was. He'd expected the old man to be shivering, like himself, standing as he was in the wind, which was stronger now, swirling dust and torn newspapers along the street. "Come on, grandfather," he said gently. "You'd better go home before he insults you further." Because of this compassion, Anand is chosen by the old man, who is not a beggar, but Abhidatta, a healer from the Silver Valley, disguised to protect the conch. This mysterious old man entrusts 12-year-old Anand with the conch and the mystical powers it possesses. Thus begins a long journey through many lands, as Anand must face a darkness even more deadly than those man-made roadblocks he faced in Calcutta. An evil force trying to steal the conch, willing to destroy everything in its path to possess unlimited power. Anand stood on a mountain peak, wrapped in a robe the color of blood. Was it his blood the robe was colored with? There was an animal with him. He wasn't sure what kind it was. He could glimpse only a bushy golden tail out of the corner of his eye. A storm was approaching the mountain. No, it was him the storm was approaching. Him it was aimed at. He watched it roll across the sky, sounding like iron wheels of 100 gigantic chariots, staining the land beneath it with grayness. He could see the dark clouds torn by lightning, could see hailstones dropping from them like crystal bullets. He knew it was no ordinary storm. There was something darker at the center of it, a malevolence, and it wanted him. Or perhaps it was what he held in his hands that it wanted. The force of its wanting filled the air with a rotten stench. He looked around desperately for someone. Whoever it was, he wasn't there. "What shall I do?" he cried out. But only the wind answered. It sounded like a siren of an ambulance hinting at disaster. He raised up his arms and spoke the words that rose to his mouth, though he didn't know what they meant. Whatever was in his hands burst into flame, though it was not a flame that scorched him. No, the flame was bitter cold. It traveled down his arms and into his chest like an old ache. And when it reached his ears, a whirlwind of ice rose around him. He knew then that he had done the wrong thing, the wrongest, the most dangerous thing he could do by calling upon the power of that which he held in his hand, which had never been meant for his use. The whirlwind of ice sucked at the edges of the storm, pulling the darkness into itself. Anand watched, horrified, unable to stop. Once the black center of the storm merged with the white center of the whirlwind, he knew the world would explode into nothingness. Already a storm's claws were digging into his upper arm, shaking him, not letting go no matter how much he screamed and thrashed about. As the darkness of the shadow chases down Anand and his companions, Anand faces an internal shadow, a decision that will change his life forever. Was Abe Dada right? Did he really know himself? "You must not delay any longer," the man on the left said. "It is time for the gate to close." As he spoke, a vibration that seemed to come from deep within the earth caused the ground to tremble. Anon could see the edges of the gateway beginning to move toward each other very slowly. Will Anon have the courage to not only overcome the threat of the evil forces hunting him, but also the shadow of doubt growing within? Make sure to pick up a copy of this Book Sense Top 10 pick the next time you visit the library. You will not regret the time you spend traveling with Anon and his companions on their dramatic journey of transformation and sacrifice.